Hello, and welcome to Count on CCB, our program for CCB across our area, featuring their brand new sparkling location on Fairmount Avenue at Mall Boulevard in Lakewood. Our subject during this entire series of programs for this month has to do with retail banking at CCB. So stay tuned for the voices of, first, Donna O'Brien, Vice President of Retail Banking. Donna, welcome back.
Thank you.
And assisting her in presenting these programs this month is Margie Dye, Market Leader. Hello again, Margie.
Hello.
And Krista Leone, Market Leader as well. Krista, welcome back.
Thank you.
Most people who want to do retail banking will want to talk immediately about getting a checking account and savings options and getting their deposits and all of that. So, Donna, let's work that ground for a minute in terms of what you offer us at CCB.
Sure. We have a wide array of solutions based on your individual needs, and those are ever evolving based on the growing needs of our communities. We currently offer three different types of personal checking accounts. We have five different types of savings accounts, including a CCB Kids Cash Club account, IRAs, Christmas clubs, more traditional savings accounts, and we also offer a health savings account, both for our customers and for businesses who may be looking to offer health savings accounts for their employees to go with their high deductible health care plans.
Any of the three of you can chime in on this one, but some people have a lot of money. Some people don't have quite as much. Do these plans, these different accounts, accommodate people throughout that entire range?
They do. We have certain savings accounts for those who have a higher savings amount and are looking for possibly a higher yield. And then we have free savings accounts for those who are just getting started and building up that savings.
Very nice of you to offer that to, you know, think of young people getting their first job, summer coming up now, getting their first jobs, and they're urged by their parents to get a checking account and a savings account
sure.
So they can start being responsible with their own money. It sounds like CCB would be an ideal place to do that.
Absolutely.
Let us bring in now the market leaders, Margie Dye and Krista Leone, for more on these accounts. Tell us a little bit about the process of setting them up and how you make these decisions for your individual customers. Margie first, I can see.
Sure thing. So when the customer comes and sits with either me or anyone that's going to be opening up the account for them, first thing we do is we listen to them to what their needs are. If they're looking for a checking account, let's say, and they needed to start a direct deposit, we would tailor them to the best checking account that would fit that need. What type of activity are they going to have in that account? It's a very quick process after we find out exactly what they're looking for. The minimum to open up the account is $25, and they would just need to bring in their driver's license or a photo ID and also just a second supporting identification document so that we could get the account started. Once we have them into the system, it's very easy. In the Dunkirk and Little Valley branches, we are able to print out their debit cards for them right on the spot as well, so they don't have to wait longer. If they go to a different bank, and sometimes they have to wait 2 to 3 weeks to receive their card. So it's a very nice and easy process. We give them letters if they need to start up direct deposits for their employers so that they can get that direct deposit started off right away as well.
I'm glad you mentioned that, and I'll turn this to Krista for a moment because they're still called checking accounts, but not a lot of people are writing checks these days. They're paying other ways, and Margie mentioned the debit card. Tell me about the other things that you do to help people bank in these new ways with their old-fashioned checking account.
Yep. So while a checking account seems to be an old-fashioned product, everybody still needs one because you do need a safe place to put your money and you need to have access to it. So we offer a variety of alternative banking solutions for people that maybe can't get into the branch during business hours or are just busy or just prefer to use technology. So we do have options for online banking, mobile deposit. You can deposit and access your funds in our ATMs at any of our 7 locations. So we do really try to make it easy for people to do banking with us without actually having to physically step into a branch unless they want to. We're happy to see them, but not everybody wants to be in a branch all the time.
And we're running out of time on this edition of the show, but I want to bring up one other sort of case example for this time of year. We are going to the Cleveland Guardians game, and we decide we need a little more cash. Now, CCB, while you're a wonderful local bank, I don't know that you have any branches in Cleveland. Can I use some ATM that I find there in order to access my CCB account?
You can. In fact, some accounts allow for reimbursement of other banks' ATM fees.
Wow, that's really great. That was Donna O'Brien, the Vice President of Retail Banking there. So we can feel secure in taking our CCB card and using it anywhere around the country or the world.
Absolutely. In addition to that, a lot of people are using other electronic forms of payment, such as Apple Pay, that has become increasingly popular over the last few years. So that's just another option aside from an ATM for making payments.
We're going to have to close this edition of the show today before I have to put another quarter in the meter, if you know what I mean. But this is Count on CCB, my guests today, and they'll be back again next week. Donna O'Brien, Vice President of Retail Banking, and two of the market leaders there, Margie Dye and Krista Leone. And we'll see you next week on Count on CCB.